بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة القدر. سورة القدر starts off with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. Indeed, we have sent it down in the night of Qadr. What was sent down? The Holy Quran was sent down in the night of Qadr. When is this night of Qadr? It is in the holy month of Ramadan. But there is a difference of opinion on which night in Ramadan. The most famous of these narrations is that it is on one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The school of Ahlul Bayt emphasize on the 19th, the 21st, but mostly on the 23rd night, according to narrations, while Ahlul Sunnah emphasize mostly on the 27th night, according to narrations. But there is no harm in seeking what you please on all 10 nights. Question. We know that the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet over a 23-year period. How does it make sense that the Quran was revealed in one night? The common answer given is that there are two kinds of revelations. The first is the revelation of the entire Quran at once, in one night, to the blessed heart of the Prophet Muhammad. The second kind of revelation of the Holy Quran came gradually, over a 23-year period in portions. The word Qadr has many meanings. One of them is determination, meaning that on this night, all your affairs have been determined for this year. How much you will earn, who will be born, who will be married, who will have a good year, etc., will become clear and determined for the year. All of this is subject to your dua on this night. Another meaning of Qadr is great honor, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the most honorable book, the Quran, with the most honorable angels to the most honorable prophet on the honorable month on the most honorable night. Another meaning of Qadr is power, meaning that in this night, we should have complete faith and power to change our fate and behavior and power to do things. And another meaning of Qadr is great value, meaning that it is such a valuable night because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed it. The word Layla means a night. Some have said there is also an inner interpretation of Layla, which is Sayyida Fatima, and the word Qadr is Allah. So a person who has a deep understanding of Fatima and who she is has actually witnessed and experienced Laylatul Qadr. The next verse says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what do you know what the night of Qadr is? Here, Allah is about to tell us what is this special night. The next verse says, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Allah says that this night is better than 1,000 months, not equal to 1,000 months. So it could be 5 times better. It could be 1,000,000 times better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is equal to more than 80 years. 80 years is almost one's lifetime. This night is so honorable that it can set the course for the rest of your life and change it for you. In other words, this one night is better than your lifetime. For every good deed you do, it is better than 1,000 months. The next verse says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. On this night, the angels and the spirit come down with Allah's permission for every matter. Allah did not say the angels came down and that is it. Allah said the angels come down, meaning that every year, they come down on this night. Some have said the word Ruh, or spirit, in this verse refers to the angel Gabriel, and some have said that it is an important creation greater than the angels. Some have also said Ruh means revelation. With Allah's permission, the angels and the Ruh come down on this night for every matter, to bring blessings and goodness to solve, for every issue, whether it's a health issue, or a personal issue, or a spiritual issue, and etc., they come to solve it for those that seek it. Originally, when the night of Qadr occurred and the angels descended, the Prophet was their host who received them. And after the Prophet left this material world, the angels continued to descend. But who is their host? The school of Ahlul Bayt say that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam receives the angels on the night of Qadr. The next verse says, Salamun hiya hatta matala'il fajr. There is peace until the rise of dawn, the Fajr. Laylatul Qadr is a night with light, grace, mercy, blessings, goodness, spiritual safety and peace. It is a peace that we need to seek, even though it is there. We can only get peace if we internally have peace. As we can see, that Laylatul Qadr is a special night in which good deeds performed on this night are better than 1,000 months. It is a blessed night to seek closeness to Allah and seek deeper meanings and realities through our good deeds. It is a time where one can seek a deeper understanding of the Ahlul Bayt, so we can truly witness the meaning of Laylatul Qadr.